PRI, Public Radio International.
A Platonic Conversation with Leonard Bernstein and Joshua Bell. In Bernstein's Serenade After Plato's Symposium, Juanjo Mena conducts Brahms' Third Symphony, and Composer of the Year Mason Bates returns with Desert Transport in its Pittsburgh premiere. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of WQED-FM in Pittsburgh. Juanjo Mena is making his Heinz Hall debut with this concert. He's from Vitoria in the Basque region of Spain.
Vitoria is the capital of the Basque country in the north of Spain. I am Basque. It's possible you know more Bilbao, with the Guggenheim, Bilbao, or San Sebastian. This is my country, and it's a beautiful country, green, with a lot of life in the streets, a lot of life in the, you know, a lot of communication, amazing food.
Juanjo Mena will be on stage at Heinz Hall in just a moment to conduct the Brahms Third Symphony.
I love this symphony. I think we all of us will love this symphony because it's playing the beautiful, beautiful sonorities, beautiful colors, and amazing structure. It's one of my favorite pieces.
Johannes Brahms' Third Symphony is the shortest of his four symphonies, written 6 years after his second. Before Brahms composed it, he started to believe that he was growing too old to continue writing music and felt he'd lost his creative touch. He told his publishers he wouldn't be sending them any further music. In 1883, at age 50, he met Hermine Spies, a pretty Rhineland girl, a talented 26-year-old contralto. Hermine became his inspiration for his Third Symphony. Brahms said he lived his life by two principles. He would never attempt an opera or marriage. The Third Symphony was first heard that December in Vienna, and after two further edits from the time of its debut, it was officially completed in 1884. Brahms' Third is considered one of his most artistically perfect pieces. Here is the Symphony No. 3 in F Major, Opus 90, by Johannes Brahms with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Juanjo Mena.
Thank you.
The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Juanjo Mena. You heard the Symphony No. 3 in F Major, Opus 90 by Johannes Brahms. The Brahms Third was first heard in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Music Hall in 1905. You may have heard the Brahms Third Symphony in a film. It turns up in Undercurrent, the 1946 film noir starring Katharine Hepburn, and the recent 2013 Allen Ginsberg biopic, Kill Your Darlings, starring Daniel Radcliffe. Spanish conductor Juanjo Mena is joining the Pittsburgh Symphony for the first time to make music at Heinz Hall. Mena is from Vitoria, Spain. He first heard the Pittsburgh Symphony when they performed there on their European tour in January of 2008.
I was there also in Pamplona, and I also have a lot of relation with Pamplona because also my mother was born there and my father in Vitoria, and Pittsburgh played there amazing concerts with Maestro Felipe de Burgos and his memories.
So was that the first time you heard the orchestra play live?
Yeah, in live, yes, because I have a lot of recordings of them in the times with one of my favorite conductors, you know, was here after Prebernet was, the maestro is now leading the Concertgebouw and Bargerise, maestro...
Maris Janssen?
Maris Janssen, sorry.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of recordings of this time.
Juanjo Mena's debut in North America was with the Baltimore Symphony in 2004. He has currently renewed a contract with the BBC Philharmonic for 3 years. Mena is also active in the Pit conducting opera. The world of Plato, Socrates, Aristophanes, Bernstein, and Bell. On the way next from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. We'll hear Joshua Bell play Leonard Bernstein's Serenade in just a moment. Then we'll journey on a desert transport with Mason Bates. We'll take a short break, and I'd like to encourage you to write. I'd like to send you the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet, it's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. It's free. I'll send it along with the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in this Pittsburgh Symphony radio series with photographs of some of our guest artists and a shot of the Pittsburgh Symphony standing in the lobby at Heinz Hall. There's a bit of Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography and photograph, and much more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find us on our website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.